Take your Bibles and turn with me to Romans chapter 5. You know, if you knew that there was a disease all across our state that people had, and it wasn't necessarily one that presented large symptoms, and people often denied that it even existed, but you knew it did, you would be very concerned because you knew it would be a disease that would eventually kill people. And you'd try to be telling people about it, even though people wouldn't believe you, even though people would not accept it. If you knew it was true, you'd do all you could to help tell friends and neighbors about this disease that's going to kill them. Well, that's what we ought to do as Christians, because mankind has a disease. They reject it, they deny it. We say all sorts of things to get away from it, but man has a disease, and it's called sin. Look, if you will, in Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. He says these words, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come." The Bible tells us in these verses that, first of all, the entrance of sin. Sin came into the world through one man. And that one man was Adam. He says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." Now later on he talks about Adam, and so we know that that one man, Adam, is what brought sin into this world. And I want to try to picture it this way. Let's just take the state of Georgia. And I want you to imagine somewhere in North Georgia that there was an underground water supply, and there was a big lake up there, and it sort of filtered down and it watered all of Georgia. Everyone in the whole state of Georgia got their water from that one supply of water as it came down and flowed all through the state and broke off into tributaries and all sorts of ways, and everyone got their water from that one source. And suppose years ago an individual didn't know much about things and sort of polluted that river, polluted that water, and it became poisonous. And from that one lake, from that one source, it would then filter down and poison all the rest of the water supply. Well, that's what Adam did. Adam is the first man, and Eve was the first woman. But they sinned and disobeyed God. And the Bible says that because they did, sin entered into the world. And just as that one place that is poison that supplies all of the other water places that we drink from, the one source is poisoned, so Adam is whom we've all came from. We're all human beings who have descended from Adam and Eve. And they were poison, and that poison has now passed down to all of us. So through one man, sin entered the world. The second thing I want you to notice, the entrance of death. Death came because of sin. He says these words, "Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin." The second thing he says is, Adam brought sin into the world, but death came because of sin. Now, not because of our individual sin, but because of his sin. He said, "I don't understand that." Well, let's go back to my illustration. Suppose this one place that from where all the water supply came from was poison, and eventually that poison would filter down through all the other water supplies, and over a period of time it would destroy our bodies and kill us. We would say that death came from that one place. And that is what has happened to the human race. Because we've all come from Adam, and Adam has sinned, And now death has passed upon the human race, and now death has come by sin. You and I do not necessarily die because of any personal sin on our part. We die because the founder of the human race poisoned the well. And now all humanity has been poisoned by the poison of sin, and so death has come. Then notice what he says then. Death now continues and passes upon all of mankind. He says these words. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. And he means upon all mankind. You have to go back to the water supply. You have to go back to where it originated. And if there was such a place where there was a water supply that watered all of the state of Georgia, and that water supply was poisoned at the root, it's going to poison the water supply of all of us. Well, Adam sinned and has poisoned the supply of humanity, and now sin has been passed down and death has been passed down. I'm going to die. You're going to die. Unless Jesus Christ comes back before we do, we're all going to die. Death is part of this human race. Evolutionists say we've evolved over millions and billions of years and all that kind of silly stuff. And the sad thing about that is, I guess if that's the way they think, then death has been around for a long, long time. That's kind of a bleak look at life. But the Bible teaches that death hasn't been here that long. We haven't been here that long. But Adam and Eve sinned and poisoned the well, and now death has passed upon all humanity, and all humanity is going to die. Not because we are the one that caused it. Adam passed down the supply, and all of us are going to die. The poison well has been brought to you and I, and all of us are going to die. And because that sin has been passed down, all of us inherit sinfulness and a sin nature. Listen what he says in Psalms 51. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, David did not mean that to have a child or to conceive a child is sinful. That's not what he meant. He meant that when he came into this world, he came from his mother, who came from someone else, who came from someone else, who came from Adam. And all of us now, when we are born, we're born sinners. We're born wrapped up in sinfulness. We are born with a sinful nature. Psalms 58 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Ecclesiastes 7 says, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. I go back to the illustration. The well has been poisoned, and it's been passed down to all of us. Just as all those homes drinking that water are drinking poisoned water, so you and I have drunk from the supply that came from Adam, and all of us are born sinners. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, among whom also we had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, that as to our nature, we are under the wrath of God because we are born sinners. Now, I know that's just not what the world wants to hear. The world wants to hear how good we are and how wonderful we are and how we must have a good self-image and feel good about ourselves and all of these things. But let me ask you a question. If God has communicated his truth and tells us that sin has poisoned the well, and all of us have the disease of sin, would you not ignore what the world says and go out and tell people the truth? People are born sinners. People are born estranged from God. People are born into this human race sinners, and they have dropped from the well that Adam has poisoned, and all of us will die. You say, well, that's kind of unfair. Well, the flip side is that through the Lord Jesus Christ, God brings a cure. You see, if one man brought the problem, one man brings the solution. If you knew there was a disease that everyone had and people would go to the doctor and say, I don't have a cough, I feel good. But you knew they had it. Wouldn't you at least try to tell them? Particularly if you knew there was a cure. If you knew there was a cure, if you just take this shot, you'll be healed, you'll be made well, and everything will be okay. Wouldn't you at least try to tell people? You wouldn't go around tell people, well, you know you're good, you don't have that disease. Only the sorry people have that disease, but you don't have that disease. I don't think you'd do that if you accepted the truth. Now, if you don't believe the truth, you might not. The Bible says that sin came through this one man. We sin because we are sinners, not we become sinners because we sin. Let me say that again. We sin because we are sinners, not we become sinners because we sin. We do not become sinners the moment we sin. We become and act upon sin because we are sinners by nature. He said, well, Pastor, what about children and all the rest? They don't understand. I think God's word teaches very clearly that even though they are born sinners, they have not been able to make the decision to trust in Christ or reject because they don't understand that yet. And God in his grace overrules that. God allows for the opportunity that even though people are born sinners, they must come to the place where they understand clearly so they can accept or reject the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the solution. And he is ultimately the solution for all people. We sin because we're sinners. Not, I become a sinner because I sin. And we cannot make ourselves holy on our own. The Bible says in Job, what is man that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous. We cannot clean up from the well because it's already been poisoned. It's already been tainted. We're drinking from that. How then can a man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Who can say, I have made my heart clean. I am pure from my sin. No one. Poison has entered every human heart. That's not popular today. But I imagine if I went to the doctor and he had found something wrong with me, and I said, you know what? I know you're going to tell me bad news, but I'm going to run out and I'm going to ignore it. I'm not going to pay any attention to it. I know you found something, and he's screaming, yelling at me, wait, we have, but there's a cure. And I run away and say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't believe it. I feel good. I feel fine. Everything's okay. And the doctor is screaming at me, but I have a cure. I have a cure. And I'd run away and say, not interested, because I feel fine. I feel fine. That's what a lot of people are doing. They feel fine. They feel good. They feel wonderful. But they don't know they're drinking from a poison well. They don't know that they're sinners. And they don't know there's a cure. You say, well, Pastor, there are many good people. There are many good people in this world. I know a lot of good people who don't go to church. And I know a lot of good people who do good things. What about them? Well, let me illustrate it this way. Let's suppose that in my same analogy, that the well has been poisoned from the lake. And that the water has been coming down into every home is going poisoned. But some people follow a little bit of God's cure. Not the full cure, but a little bit. And they learned to put filters on the spigot and the water supply so that even though it doesn't entirely protect them from the poison, it protects them from a lot of the poison. And so they put a filter there. And even though a little bit of the poison gets through, it's not as severe as one who just drinks from it and doesn't pay attention. Well, some people have put a filter on. And that filter is we're made in God's image. And because we're made in God's image, it doesn't mean that we can't are totally evil, but it does mean the poison is there, and yet we can do good things because we're made in God's image. Romans 2 says that God wrote the law in man's heart. And so man can instinctively do right and wrong, and we can have standards, and we can have principles that unsaved people may live by and not disobey and not violate. And so therefore, that's like the filter. It keeps some of the poison out, but it doesn't keep all the poison out. All have been poisoned by the stain of sin. Romans 5 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. Man made in God's image can restrain some of the poison. Man who at least tries to follow some of the outward rules of the Ten Commandments can keep some of the poison down. It's like the filter on the spigot, but they won't keep it all out. The well has been poisoned, and now it has poisoned every single human being on this planet. Say, preacher, that's silly. I don't pay a bit of attention to that. I don't care. I don't believe what you're preaching. The world says that you're a crazy nut. That's okay. But I know one thing. I found out one day when I was a young boy that I had poison in my heart. My heart had been poisoned by sin. And it began to slowly express itself. And I found out that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and took the penalty for my sin. And I found out the Holy Spirit would come and live in me and begin to counteract the poison and begin to bring about the cure. And that I found out I would have eternal life and be with the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Is that preacher? I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you there's a disease. It's called sin. And it has poisoned the well. And those who reject it to their own harm. And those of us who make them feel comfortable in their rejection actually harm them. If they say to us, I don't need to go to church. I don't need the Lord. I don't need those things. Just like us men sometimes. I don't need to go to the doctor. I don't need to go to the doctor. I'm fine. Oh, I feel a few things, but I'm fine. Well, what if you had that disease? And the doctor said, let's find it, and I can find a cure. Well, God's found a cure through the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin has entered the world, but Lord Jesus Christ has brought something that has counteracted and changed it and begin to make it entirely different. We've all have drank from the same water supply. And that water supply was Adam. But we who know the Lord Jesus Christ have drank from another water supply. And that water supply is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come into our lives to change us and to counteract the poison. Boy, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heaven is my home. And life is mine today. Not because I'm a good person, but because Jesus Christ has come to live inside of me. And Jesus Christ has come to make a difference. Friends, when you go out there among people, I told them on Sunday night that years ago, when I was on blood pressure medicine, I have blood pressure, but I'm on medicine. It's very mild. It controls it. No problem. Years ago, when I went to go to the Southern Baptist Convention in New Orleans, My doctor said, you do it. And said, well, just go off of it. Okay, well, great. I'll go off of it. No problem. We went out to New Orleans, stayed in the motel, and they had breakfast every morning. And we're not talking about croissants. We're talking about bacon and sausage and eggs and waffles, and it was free. Or at least y'all paid for it. You didn't know it. So, hey, it's there. I'm going to eat it. So I ate it. Came back, went to the hospital, feeling good. Somebody was there in surgery, and I was feeling great. Hey, no problem. Man, I'm doing wonderful. Fellow there with me said, you don't look too good. Well, I feel good. I feel great. Well, you don't look too good. Come on back here with me to the emergency room. Nah. I feel good. No, you come back with me to the, and he insisted. So we went back there and they put the cuff on, and I was at stroke level. My blood pressure was sky high. Now, what if I'd ignored him? I felt good, but I might not be here today had I not listened. Well, there's a lot of people, folks, that may not get to heaven because they didn't listen that they have the disease. Let's pray. Father, we love you today, and we thank you for the truth of your word. And Lord, that doesn't mean we are as bad as we can be, but all of us have drank from the same well. But hallelujah, Jesus Christ came and brought a new well and a new life and a new liberty through him. We as a church believe and accept and trust and follow Jesus Christ and him alone. And we thank you for that. And we pray for those that are here today. We pray that all of us, Lord, would realize the condition of the human heart and even realize today that we have to keep applying the cure of the Holy Spirit living in and through us, lest that poison manifest itself and bring harm to those around us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.